Ist das Desmond Tobo?
Das war der Desmond Tobo. yeah, we
oh,
were
we're
saying about
recording.
Yeah. The High Priestess, Desmond Tobo.
I missed a little countdown there. See, that's why I should have been paying attention. I missed a doo doo.
Why do you smell a baby powder?
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh,
is it
nice?
I don't know.
You don't know if it's nice?
I don't know. I'm
bitch.
Kind of conflicted.
You what a bitch.
I wouldn't be turned on by the smell of baby powder because then I'd feel paedophilic.
Well, I should indicate as well, I'm wearing a Mickey Mouse jumper, so maybe...
Yeah, there'll be a picture to go with this boo as well.
Oh, bloody hell. I bloody well hope not. I've born about half a stone this last 2 days.
But I was born about half a stone.
I was born 2 years ago, many years in Bethlehem.
Where Desmond Tutu. Right, we've gone off topic. What were we saying about being an agnostic at Christmas and it not being a big deal?
It's a consumer thing.
Everything you say. Right, we'll go this far as to say everything on TV makes it look like, okay, there are sales and this shop is selling this and you can get this food from here and these presents from there and did you know this is a bargain?
Yeah.
When it comes to actually like advertising on streets, I was at a bus stop the other day and I saw a thing that had about 5 or 6 people standing around and what would look like an IKEA crib.
Yeah.
And one of them was a hipster and one of them was a chav and another one was like ghetto fabulous. And the tagline was, however you dress it up, Christmas is about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree.
Jesus was born in September. It's a pagan festival. It's not. But anyway,
we could digress on that. The modern incarnation of Christmas is technically still about Jesus, which is why you have, especially being in England, which is built on being a Christian country.
Mm-hmm.
Our law is based on a Christian doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just don't feel it anymore. I don't feel it anymore. Yeah. You know, it's how old are you when you lose that sense of magic of Christmas?
Yeah, for me, it's when I stopped looking at it like an opportunity to get wasted and just go and get drunk. I think where I've never really been into celebrating it as a religious thing, as I got older, outside of like 15, 16 onwards, I was like, it's an excuse to go out and get drunk, as mashed up as I could. And then I've outgrown that now. So now I'm at a point where I'm working, I'm in a career, and I look at it as a holiday. It's a chance for me literally just to have, 4 days off of just not doing anything but eating.
It's just an opportunity for escapism.
Yeah.
Which, and the message is always, Christmas is about the family.
Mm.
All right, part 3 coming.